4-year-old Aya has been fighting cancer for most of her life. She has lost both of her kidneys to the disease and has endured both chemotherapy and dialysis. As Aya got older, she started to clam up around doctors and refused to talk to anyone wearing scrubs or a lab coat. She resorted to baby talk and pulling sheets up over her head. Eventually, one of her nurses recommended that Aya get counseling to deal with her communication issues. For the last 8 months, she's been undergoing what is known as play therapy at Children's Harbor Clinic in Birmingham. Play therapy is a type of therapy that uses the natural benefits of play to help children systematically address and resolve problems. It may include playing in the sand, painting pictures, and playing dress-up. Terry Bowen is a registered play therapist practicing at Children's Harbor. She is also the president of the Alabama Association for Play Therapy, a professional organization dedicated to promoting play therapy and training therapists.
The play therapist is trying to track what the child is doing and to make responses to what the child is doing, to name feelings that the child is representing but may not even have a name for.
Catherine Blackwell is a counselor at Midfield Elementary School. She uses play therapy techniques to get kids to open up about their lives and communicate in ways they're otherwise unable to.
Play is their natural language, like adults use language, children use play. So it's to help children work out their problems using play.
Due to hospital rules, we cannot use Aya's mother's real name. We'll call her Sarah. Sarah says her daughter enjoys playing with dolls and paint. She says that when Aya is playing, her counselors are able to find out what she is going through and communicate with her.
Oh, yes, she loves it. She comes out and she tells me what they play with. She goes in, she plays with the kitchen, and she loves paint. And then she'll even paint pictures for me and bring them out to me.
Sarah says the play therapy has significantly helped Aya communicate with her doctors and nurses.
She lets them know if she's hungry, if she's not feeling good. She learns their names now, so she comes out and she tells me about things that they did in, and she lets me know what happened through the day, and it makes you feel more comfortable because at first I had no idea of what was going on in the back.
Play therapy can be used with children of all ages who are experiencing a variety of social, emotional, behavioral, and learning problems, including aggression, conduct disorders, depression, ADHD, reading disorders, and low self-esteem. Play therapy is an option for kids who are dealing with things like divorce, death, or moving to a new home or a new school. As a counselor, one of Blackwell's favorite play therapy techniques is called Sand Tray, in which a child chooses toys and figures from a shelf and creates a story that takes place in a small box of sand.
Children are so drawn to the toys. They see them and they're like, oh. It really is amazing what it will tell you about a child. You'll ask them to pick toys that they are drawn to, and they'll pick toys that have to do with what they're going through right now. Even if you're trying to lie, you can't, because you pick the toys that are drawn to you, and they mean something in your life. Picking a snake to represent the father. Picking a tree branch to represent a father that sexually abused a child. It's a phallic symbol.
There are a number of play therapy methods and philosophies. Choosing the best method depends on a number of factors, including the child's age, maturity level, and particular situation. In non-directive play therapy, the focus is on the child. In directive play therapy, the focus is on the problem the child is addressing. Bowen says that in most play therapy sessions, the child leads the play, and the therapist's role is to respond to what the child does.
Children are so often told what to do, where to go, what to say, and how to say it. And when they come into the play therapy room, they are told that this is a safe place where they can do almost anything they want to. They're told that they can choose to play, or they can choose not to play, and they can choose to talk, or they can choose not to talk.
Bowen says that when a child begins play therapy, she develops a plan and sets a goal based on what the parents believe the problem to be. She says it usually takes at least 20 sessions to make a significant difference. Of course, some children improve faster, while some problems may take significantly longer to resolve. Kimberly Brindley is also a registered play therapist at Children's Harbor and is the president-elect of the Alabama Association for Play Therapy. She says that children can oftentimes progress significantly faster in play therapy than in other forms of therapy.
more and more mental health professionals are understanding, appreciating, and wanting to know more about how to use play in therapy, because it just makes sense. If you're working with children, you want to work on their level. What we can do in a play therapy session might take 10 sessions in a traditional talk therapy session. That's how I feel. We move a lot faster. When you have something between you and them, the toys, the play, whatever it is, whether it's structured or non-structured, directed or not directed, it really frees up the individual to express themselves.
Aya's mom says she's been so happy with her daughter's progress that she hopes to continue the therapy until Aya's cancer treatment is complete. For WBHM, I'm Ryan Mills.